March 21st. Johann Sebastian Bach, father of harmony. On this day in 1685, the German composer Johann Sebastian Bach was born, one of music's all-time greats. Bach grew up in a musical household and struggled around the age of 10 when his parents died. But later, living with an elder brother, he was able to continue doing what he liked best, that is, playing and composing music. However, he acquired a good general education as well, largely through his own efforts. During his life, Bach moved around the courts and cities of northern Germany, playing church organs and giving concerts. Some of his best-known works are the Brandenburg Concertos and his Mass in B-flat minor. His influence on Mozart, Chopin, Schumann and Mendelssohn was enormous. Beethoven called him the original father of harmony. Bach and Handel were born the same year in the same part of Germany, but the two never met. Bach died age 65. Here is one of Shakespeare's lesser-known sonnets, Sonnet number 8, which rather nicely, I think, suggests the pleasures of music. Music to hear, why hearest thou music sadly? Sweets with sweets war not, joy delights in joy. Why lovest thou that which thou receivest not gladly, or else received with pleasure thine annoy? If the true concord of well-tuned sounds by unions marred do offend thine ear, they do but sweetly chide thee who confounds in singleness the parts that thou shouldst bear. Mark how one string, sweet husband to another, strikes each in each by mutual ordering, resembling sire and child and happy mother, who all in one pleasing note do sing, whose speechless song, being many, seeming one, sings this to thee: thou single wilt prove none. Today I will remember the importance of keeping a balance and harmony in my life, and I will work to make this happen.